I'm not sure how you respond when you read in whatever your news sources are. Recent research shows that. You've perhaps heard this cynical question. Do you know what research shows? Anything you want it to. Well, it's true to a certain extent. You can manipulate facts or numbers or statistics to say just about any message. But I did read this week that recent research by the Harvard Medical School reveals that giving thanks makes you happier. Not giving stuff only, not giving money only, just simply giving thanks. That's what blessed means, to be happy. So one of my responses to that research, which I'm sure took them quite a few years and a lot of money, probably our tax money, they're just confirming what Jesus said, aren't they? You can read the Bible and know this already. It's happier to give than to receive. It's intriguing to me that this quote from Jesus is not in any of the four Gospels. We don't find it in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. But here from the lips of the Apostle Paul. Now, he was a friend of the apostles, those who had been discipled personally by Christ, and apparently had heard them say this. If you were here last Sunday afternoon down in the gym as we packed the Samaritan's Purse boxes for Operation Christmas Child, you would have seen the great joy on the face and in the step of our children as they packed boxes to give and pack some things that they themselves had brought. A couple of weeks ago, we were at Feed My Starving Children, and I was grateful that not only adults, but a number of the children of our congregation participated, and I was thrilled to see their joy in working towards something that was simply giving. Sure, I can imagine that those who receive these instant meals, that those who receive the Christmas boxes, will find great joy in receiving them. Jesus didn't actually say there is no joy in receiving, or that there shouldn't be. To say that it's more blessed, more happy to give than to receive is saying there is joy in receiving. Which of us does not find joy in receiving something? To receive is a blessing, it's a grace. But Jesus said, the greater happiness comes from being a giver. It's continual, isn't it? You can always give more. Receiving usually stops, doesn't it? Or takes a break. How many of you receive wrapped presents on December 27th? I don't know if your family has the habit at Thanksgiving time of going around the table and giving thanks aloud. Perhaps after you've eaten, or maybe as the meal is being served. Why don't we each take opportunity to say what we're grateful for? It's a wonderful tradition. We practice it as a family. I think it's especially a teaching tool to the younger generation. But honestly, most times we give thanks for what we have received, don't we? So I'm simply asking you to honor this statement that Jesus made, and this year, try hard to express gratitude for the privilege of giving. For the joy you felt sometime this year at being a giver. You might say, well, doesn't that sound a bit prideful? Well, it is an obedience, isn't it? I don't know that we shouldn't feel happy about being obedient to the instructions of our Lord. Jesus was recriminating the behavior of prideful people in his day and age who stood on the street corners, he said, and announced with pomp how much they were giving, those who clanged loudly their coins into the offering box so that people would notice. And he said, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. By which we mean, don't send an article into the newspaper about your giving habits. Don't post on your Instagram or some other social network a photo of the check you're giving to whatever needy group. This week was Give to the Max Day. Was that Thursday this week? I can't remember which day. We're Minnesotans, so in our tax structure, we give to the max kind of every day. That's how we feel about it. But I noticed on the radio on Tuesday this week that on WCCO, they had their annual Give-a-thon at the Mall of America for the Union Gospel Mission. And we understand, since we live in a colder climate, that a group that feeds the homeless throughout the cold Minnesota winter is a pretty important thing, isn't it? And from hour to hour, who was on the radio would say, if you call in until 10 o'clock till the end of the hour, such and such will triple your gift or double your gift. And that's interesting to us, isn't it? Well, I can give $20 and it actually turns into $40. Somebody will match my gift. Let us understand that the context in which Paul quotes the Lord Jesus, it's more blessed to give than to receive, is not talking about us in the year 2018. Us suburbanites, rather affluent people. It's not talking about Christmas. It's not talking about buying a present for somebody who already has a lot. We banter about this question sometimes at the end of the year. What to buy for the person who has everything? Yeah, that's not what Jesus is talking about. Paul is recalling to these leaders of the church in Ephesus the way he worked hard in their midst as he brought the gospel of Christ, as he preached, as people came to faith, as he established a church, as he supported himself with his own hands rather than being a burden to them, rather than being supported by their offerings, so that they could help the weak, the poor, those who struggle and have less. And he's saying in that context, I did this remembering these words that Jesus said. It's more blessed, it's happier to give than to receive. So I'm planting this little question in your mind for this week. Are you planning to give thanks for the privilege of giving more than the joy of receiving? And are you planning to plant that idea in the minds of others? For where your treasure is, the Lord Jesus said, this is where your heart will be also. The place that you spend your money, Jesus was talking about how we get to thanks. Not thanksgiving, but the other order. Giving and then thanks. So I entitled these thoughts today, Start with Giving. We talked this summer for quite a few weeks about reaching out, about getting out of the comfort of our Christian life and investing so that others know the same joy of knowing Christ that we do. And perhaps you felt during those weeks, you know, I did feel convicted about that, Pastor. I really do need to love more deeply people who are lost. So this is what I hear Dr. John Stumbo saying. If you want to love the lost more, then invest in reaching them with the good news. And here's what Jesus is saying. The passion you feel will follow. Because we normally look at giving this way. What do I feel passionate about? I'll give my money there. Jesus is saying, when you decide to give, the passion follows that. So I'm saying start with giving, and the thanks will come later. I do know that a local church depends on the giving of its people. And I do want to say to you, in a few minutes, members, you'll receive a report about our income and budget for next year. And I am thankful, and I hope you know that the leaders of your church are deeply grateful for the ways you give to the ministries of Hope Church, to our budget, to special projects, and in many unseen ways. And I thank you for the ways that you give to our community. Most of those I don't see. I know many of you are involved with charities, with service projects, with giving to many things that aren't part of this local church. My wife and I do that as well. We give financially to mission projects that we're passionate, to people that we're passionate about, that don't flow through the giving of this local church. Start with giving, and thanks follows that. Maybe you don't know this acronym. Dr. Stumbo talked about GCF. He's talking to Alliance Workers and Churches. And if you don't know, GCF means the Great Commission Fund. That's not the operating fund of our church. That's a fund, a central fund that all 2,000 Alliance churches give to send missionaries. We call them international workers now. You heard him describing them with that terminology. We send people to tell the good news so people come to faith in Christ. This is how we bless the world. And that is the most important gift of all, isn't it, Jesus? When Thanksgiving is over, we'll start thinking about Emmanuel, Advent, the coming of the Christ child. It's more blessed, it's happier to give than to receive. This is the context Paul is talking about. He's a missionary. He's not describing buy more presents to give to other people at Christmas because you'll be happier giving than getting. He's talking about missions, taking the gospel. And he's saying, this is the joy I have in my life so that your offerings go to help the needy and I'm not burdening this church or this group of believers. Dr. Stumbo referred to a number, a large, thankfully, number who are ready to go. Don't misunderstand that if we just give a large, adequate, overflowing year-end offering, we can send this group of 60 prepared missionaries. They need to be supported every single year. Not just in summer 2019 so they can be sent. Every year they have been sent, the need continues. He didn't list the names there, but we happen to know that on that list of 60 names, Jolie and I, is a friend of ours whom we financially support. She's part of a ministry called Envision, which intends to take young people and prepare them to become long-term committed international workers. And a friend of ours who we support is on that list and ready to be engaged fully as an international worker. And is wondering. She knows these numbers and is wondering. So will I be sent this year? She doesn't know the answer. We do not. But if the answer is no, or wait, or you can be partially supported, my heart would not be sad for her, that individual. My heart would break for those that she would not reach unless we send her. Do you share that passion? He's saying to us, our president, this is what it means. This is part of our DNA. We believe in the ministry of the local church. We believe in blessing our communities to the max. But all that is pretty meaningless to simply give the minister to a house full of saved people if we're not giving at some level, a deep, generous level, so that others who have never had this privilege will hear the gospel. So, beloved, that's my word for you today. Give, because you're able to. That's a privilege and a thankful and grateful heart. It's like a circular thing, isn't it? When you give thanks, when you're thankful, you feel blessed. When you choose to bless others, that gratitude grows and into more blessing and into more giving. Truth is, everyone here who knows this joy of salvation in Jesus Christ knows it because someone chose this attitude. Maybe it didn't mean giving you money, but just creating A Christian home, a Christian church, a vacation Bible school, a good news club, a conversation at work. Someone you know that's passionate about the Lord and shared with you the good news. And you ought to share it. And we ought to give so that others receive that gift as well. Amen. Stand with me and we're going to pray and sing a song in closing. And let's have the courage to ask the Holy Spirit. Convict our hearts about what it means to take great joy in giving and not receiving. Heavenly Father, you showed in the life of your Son who came to earth as Emmanuel exactly what these words mean that he said to his disciples. Your life is more blessed by giving than by receiving. What greater gift could we ever receive than your Son, than salvation? The scripture says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift that we who believe in Christ live and enjoy and open, as it were, this gift every day. And in all of our joy and thanksgiving in this holiday season, bring our hearts to desire a deeper overflowing of thanks and gratitude and joy and happiness by being on the giving and not the receiving end. I think we do not know what it really means to give to the max. Every single one of us at whatever level of our giving is able to do more and increase our joy. And may we not think that that's a selfish thing. When we are giving so that people receive the good news, the gospel, that God intervened in a sinful and fallen and condemned world so that people would know the name of Christ and salvation and forgiveness and eternal life. And I'm praying as a member of and as the pastor of this congregation, may at this church, Hope Church, this year's end, we give in a very generous way so that not one of these 60 prepared ones that we have prayed for, as the Lord asked. You asked us to pray that the Lord of the harvest would send out more workers. May none be left in 2019 waiting for offerings to come in so they can go, so that others will hear. We're asking this in confidence because this is your will. Way more than it's our desire. So take pleasure in hearing us. In Jesus' name.